Okay, Joe, how did you decide to get into finance?
Yeah, really back in high school. Honestly, I took a bookkeeping course, loved it, and been on that path ever since.
Gleaners is such an amazing and important organization. What's your favorite part?
I get to do amazing work, work that I enjoy with some of the world's best people. It really has an impact on people that need it in our community. It's the perfect trifecta.
So much food, obviously, is brought in there. Is there one item that is the most popular?
Not that I know of. A lot of healthy food is really what we're starting to get. Fresh fruits and vegetables.
Favorite Zoom memory from the past year?
Nothing jumps out at me.
This is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome to another episode and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business. This week, excited to welcome Joe Slater. Joe is the Chief Operating Officer and the Chief Financial Officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
To kick things off, we always like to get a feel for how our guests got to where they are. Talk a little bit about that. You're a finance guy. What has been your path to Gleaners Food Bank?
Yeah, so after graduating from Purdue University, started at Arthur Anderson in public accounting on the accounting audit side for a good 10 years and really learned a lot about business and the community and how those two things come together. Spent time doing a variety of consulting projects, whether it was part of some firms here locally, part of global firms, ran a couple of practices here locally, and then honestly was out doing some CFO work on my own. When the Gleaners opportunity came to me, was attracted to it, had never been in nonprofit finance before, and took a leap to see what it was all about. And 7 years later, here I am still.
And I should mention, while you were at Purdue, you were an athlete, right?
Yes. Yeah, was a track and cross-country runner up there. So part of their distance program. And yeah, great experience.
I should mention, academic all Big Ten, not once, but twice, right?
Right, right. Long time ago, but yeah, still there. Thanks for bringing that up.
That's outstanding. Talk about Gleaners Food Bank, an organization that is so important to our region, our state, makes such an impact, and it is quite an operation. Give us that thumbnail description of Gleaners, the amount of food you handle, the logistics involved. It's quite an operation.
From a business standpoint, right, and being a finance guy, I like the numbers. You know, in our last year, we're in essence a $150 million distribution business. So when you value the donated food that comes in, you take all of the cash from different income sources. So we have all the operational complexities of a $150 million distribution business. We operate a couple of different activities, if you will. One of those being distribution in an assigned territory in Indiana throughout 21 counties. And as a wholesaler, so people should really think of us as that wholesale distribution arm, we distribute through a network, kind of an independent network of retail partners, if you will. And those retail partners aren't selling food, right? They're giving it out into the community. But there's over 500 customers that we handle on a monthly basis that distribute food for us in central and southeast Indiana. We also run a produce sourcing cooperative that's kind of a consortium of other Feeding America food banks. We source and distribute fresh produce to other food banks in 9 different states as well. So we're running a couple of different things here, which gives us some operational complexity. We run our own transportation fleet to distribute and to pick up donations. We have about 90 employees that are engaged in all aspects of running the business as well as serving our clients.
That's an amazing operation, to put it mildly, and one I think it would surprise a lot of people. Joe, the pandemic has impacted all businesses, all sectors of the economy. Talk about demand. Has that impacted demand there at Gleaner? It's always high.
Absolutely, in a really big way. Our total distribution, we measure from an operational standpoint, we measure pounds as kind of our key operational measure. Our distribution more than doubled. So the amount of food that we moved through our warehouse more than doubled in the last year. Some of those retail outlets that I mentioned previously have seen their customer count, if you will, go up as many as 7 times is what it was prior to the pandemic. Yeah. So in certain pockets, that demand just skyrocketed. But overall, we have moved twice as much food through this warehouse in the last year as the year before.
As Gleaners has grown, and scaled, and as you just mentioned, as demand has continued to surge. Talk about innovation, technology, and other things, and things you have needed to do to really connect in an efficient way with food pantries, soup kitchens, and others.
Yeah, so there's a lot that we've done. Probably two things that really jump out to me, and one is just distribution of perishable food items. When food banks started, they were really good at getting donations of canned goods, box goods, right? Things you could put on a shelf for a long period of time and they would last. The challenge with that is, right, it's not always the most healthy and nutritious food for somebody. So we really pushed in, and this produce cooperative that I mentioned, that our Fresh Connect subsidiary, really started sourcing produce from around the country and making it available to all food banks in the Midwest, particularly Gleaners. So we've had to figure out how to handle perishable food. It spoils, it turns, it goes bad. So you have to do a better job of forecasting your demand out, of sourcing and really managing that supply chain much tighter than we ever had to before. It gives us challenges in storage and distribution. We're now completing the expansion of about a $3 million project, an additional 40,000 square foot of refrigerated storage space here within our warehouse to handle that increasing amount of perishable food. And that has big health outcomes. Produce, protein, and dairy, honestly, it's hard for our clients to get. It is costly for them to get. It's not always available. So if we can make that available, we really know we're improving health outcomes. We're also trying to use technology not only to manage that supply chain better, but to communicate with our clients. We're launching using a short message text platform so we can communicate with clients. They can check into our pantries. We can ask how their experience was. We can ask if there's other things they need. We can start to connect them if they need education services or employment services or training services or healthcare. We can get that information into the hands of those that are able to help them. So that's a little bit of a mouthful, but those are a couple of the big things that we got going on.
Recent Agrinova study found that Indiana's ag bioscience economy is really driven by four innovation-based platforms, with value-added food and nutrition being the largest. The estimate there is a $29 billion, with a B, $29 billion impact. How does Gleaners partner or connect with that sector?
One of the ways that we're starting to now, and this is very early on, as I mentioned, nutrition and providing healthy foods is a real big focus of ours here. So working with that value add sector, those producers in the area, to recover products that there may be some waste or excess in the supply chain, whether it be dairy or whether it be, you know, meat or protein products. Usually the produce comes direct from the grower, but partnering with them to recover waste. And if we need to do some processing our end to make it consumable, or if we need to repackage because things were to us in bulk, we're building those capabilities in to our operation here.
How about your partnership with Feed America, how it all began and what it's all about?
Feeding America really is an umbrella organization for the network of food banks in the country. Every county in the United States is assigned to a food bank that rolls up to the Feeding America organization. It's a decades old partnership that we've had. We feel that we're one of the leaders in that network and really trying to build out here what we refer to in the Feeding America language as an agri-hub. So all that activity to source excess produce and protein and dairy, get it packaged in a form that's consumable and out, not just to use for Gleaners, but also to other food banks around the Midwest. That's a big initiative we're working on with Feed America. They're great at giving us subject matter expertise, helping us on the funding side with partners we can connect to. They keep us honest, you know, also make sure we hold to certain standards of food safety and board governance and a lot of things that we know are important to donors, to investors, and to the community.
As you mentioned earlier, Gleaners, major operation, $150 million entity. How does Agrinovis and its focus on the ag bioscience space and this increasing focus on food and innovation and agriculture, does that impact? Is that, you think going forward, you talk about an agri hub and making Indiana this center of this kind of activity. How does that all kind of come together and maybe as a mutually beneficial arrangement?
It really does. As I mentioned, you know, we need subject matter expertise as we kind of chase down some of these new paths. If you think of this you know, this food bank of the future and building out an agri hub. It'll serve in a big way food insecure people in central Indiana, but it has a disproportionate impact by us being able to serve people in the Midwest and honestly around the country. Partnering with AgriNovus gives us some of those connections we need. It gives us subject matter expertise. Not only are we working to source excess product, we're working to honestly to develop and distribute some product of our own, leveraging that supply chain to create a new income stream. We're working to try to convene the construction of a digester that can provide either energy or feed back into the agriculture supply chain. So a lot of big initiatives, and having the connections, the resources, the know-how that AgriNovus has assembled is extremely valuable to us.
You know, final question for you, and that's advice. Any advice you would offer to young folks as they think about careers and perhaps think about a purpose-driven career? What advice would you give them?
I would say you got to look inside yourself. You have to assess, what do I enjoy doing, and pursue that path, right? So me with finance, out of the gate, you may not initially make the connection of finance to something that has a lot of purpose in the world, right? It can seem a little bit cold or just numbers. But honestly, if you've been gifted with that skill and that interest, understand it, pursue it, be the best you can. And at the same time, look at the world around you, look outside, and do everything you can to connect to where those needs are. Ultimately, what you are gifted to do and what the world needs you to do will come together. You just got to look at both parts.
Great advice. Joe Slater is the CFO and COO at Gleaners Food Bank, based here in Indianapolis. Joe, thanks for all you do, all everyone does at Gleaners to make a real impact in Indiana and beyond. And we hope to see you soon.
Likewise. Thanks for everything you're doing. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
And thank you for tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. Find more episodes, the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's Ag Bioscience space. Just visit the news page at agrinovusindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.